A Short Sketch of the Life and Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Part 9. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited many important places on his way to Puri Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya visited the temple of Gopinathaji, who had stolen condensed milk for his devotee, Srila Madhavendra Puri. And since then, the deity Gopinathaji is well known as Kshira Chora Gopinath. And Lord Chaitanya relished this story with great pleasure. For the propensity of stealing is there, even in the absolute consciousness. But because this propensity is exhibited by the absolute, it loses its perverted nature and thus becomes worshipable even by Lord Chaitanya on the basis of the absolute consideration that God and his stealing propensity are one and identical. And this interesting story of Gopinathaji is vividly explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. After visiting the temple of Kshira Chora Gopinath of Raymuna at Balasore in Orissa, Lord Chaitanya proceeded towards Puri Jagannath, and on the way he visited the temple of Sakshi Gopal, who appeared as a witness in the matter of two Brahmana devotees' family quarrel. Lord Chaitanya heard the story of Sakshi Gopal with great pleasure because Lord Chaitanya wanted to impress upon the atheists that the worshipable deities in the temples, which are approved by the great acharyas, are not idols as alleged by men with a poor fund of knowledge. The deity in the temple is the archa incarnation of the personality of Godhead, and thus the deity is identical with the Lord in all respects. God responds to the proportion of the devotee's affection for him. So in the story of Sakshi Gopal, in which there was a family misunderstanding by two devotees of the Lord, the Lord, in order to mitigate the turmoil, as well as to show specific favor to his servitors, traveled from Vrindavan to Vidyanagara, a village in Orissa, in the form of his archa incarnation. And from there, the deity was brought to Cuttack, and thus the temple of Sakshi Gopal is even today visited by hundreds of pilgrims on the way to Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya stayed there overnight and then began to proceed toward Puri Jagannath. On the way, Lord Chaitanya's sannyas rod was broken by Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Chaitanya became apparently angry with Nitai about this, and so he went alone to Puri Jagannath, leaving his companions behind. At Puri, when Lord Chaitanya entered the temple of Jagannath, he became at once saturated with transcendental ecstasy and fell down on the floor of the temple unconscious. The custodians of the temple could not understand the transcendental feats of Mahaprabhu, but there was a great learned pundit named Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya who was present, and he could understand that Lord Chaitanya's losing his consciousness upon entering the Jagannath temple was not an ordinary thing. Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, who was the chief appointed pundit in the court of the king of Orissa, Maharaj Prataparudra, was attracted by the youthful luster of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he could understand that such a transcendental trance was only rarely exhibited, and only then by the topmost devotees who are already on the transcendental plane in complete forgetfulness of material existence. Only a liberated soul could show such a transcendental feat, and so the Bhatta Acharya, who was vastly learned, could understand this in the light of the transcendental literature with which he was familiar. So the Bhatta Acharya therefore asked the custodians of the temple not to disturb this unknown sannyasi. Sarvabhauma asked the custodians to take Lord Chaitanya to the Bhatta Acharya's home so that Mahaprabhu could be further observed in his unconscious state. Lord Chaitanya was at once carried to the home of Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, who at that time had sufficient power of authority due to his being the Sabha Pandit, or the state dean of faculty in Sanskrit literature. The learned pundit wanted to scrutinizingly test the transcendental feats of Mahaprabhu, because often unscrupulous devotees imitate physical feats in order to flaunt transcendental achievements just to attract innocent people and take advantage of them. But a learned scholar like the Bhatta Acharya can detect such impostors, and when he finds them out, he at once rejects them. So in the case of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Bhatta Acharya tested all the symptoms in the light of the Shastras. The Bhatta Acharya tested as a scientist, not as a foolish sentimentalist. Sarvabhauma observed the movement of the stomach, the beating of the heart, and the breathing of the nostrils. The Bhatta Acharya also felt the pulse of Lord Chaitanya and saw that all of his bodily activities were in complete suspension. When Sarvabhauma put a small cotton swab before his nostrils, the Bhatta Acharya found that there was a slight breathing as the fine fibers of cotton moved slightly. Thus, Sarvabhauma came to know that Lord Chaitanya's unconscious trance was genuine, and so the Bhatta Acharya began to treat Lord Chaitanya in the prescribed fashion. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could only be treated in a special way. Mahaprabhu would respond only to the resounding of the holy names of the Lord by his devotees. This special treatment was unknown to Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, because Lord Chaitanya was still unknown to Sarvabhauma. So when the Bhatta Acharya saw Lord Chaitanya for the first time in the temple, Sarvabhauma simply took Lord Chaitanya to be one of many pilgrims. In the meantime, the companions of Lord Chaitanya, who reached the temple a little bit after him, heard of Mahaprabhu's transcendental feats and of Lord Chaitanya's being carried away by the Bhatta Acharya. And the pilgrims at the temple were still gossiping about the incident. But by chance, one of these pilgrims had met Gopinatha Acharya, and he was known to Gadadhar Pandit, and so from him it was learned that Lord Chaitanya was lying in an unconscious state at the residence of Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, who just happened to be the brother-in-law of Gopinath Acharya. All the members of the party were introduced by Gadadhar Pandit to Gopinath Acharya, who then took them all to the house of the Bhatta Acharya, where Lord Chaitanya was still lying unconscious in a spiritual trance. All the members then loudly chanted the holy name of Lord Hari as usual, and then Lord Chaitanya regained external consciousness. After this, the Bhatta Acharya received all the members of the party, including Lord Nityananda Prabhu, asking them to become his guests of honor. The party, including Lord Chaitanya, went for a bath in the sea, and the Bhatta Acharya arranged for their residence and meals at the house of Kashi Mishra. Gopinath Acharya, Sarvabhauma's brother-in-law, also assisted. Now there were some friendly talks about Lord Chaitanya's divinity between the two brothers-in-law, and in this argument, Gopinath Acharya, who knew Lord Chaitanya from before, now tried to establish Lord Chaitanya as the personality of Godhead. But the Bhatta Acharya tried to establish Lord Chaitanya only as one of the great devotees. Both of them argued from the angle of vision of authentic shastras and not on the strength of sentimental vox populi. For the incarnations of God are determined by authentic shastras and not by popular votes of foolish fanatics. So because Lord Chaitanya was in fact the incarnation of God himself, foolish fanatics have proclaimed so many so-called incarnations of God in this age of Kali without referring to the authentic scriptures. But Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya and Gopinath Acharya did not indulge in such foolish sentimentalism. On the contrary, both of them tried to establish or reject Lord Chaitanya's divinity on the strength of the authentic shastras. Later it was disclosed that the Bhatta Acharya also came from the Navadvip area, and it was understood from Sarvabhauma that Nilambara Chakravarti, the maternal grandfather of Lord Chaitanya, happened to be a class fellow of the father of Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya. So in that sense, the young sannyasi Lord Chaitanya evoked paternal affection from the Bhatta Acharya. Recorded December 2, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Jeev Jago, Gora Chanda Bole, Koka Nidra, Jau Maya, Pishachira Kole, Jeev Jago, Gora Chanda Bole, Koka Nidra, Jau Maya, Pishachira Kole, Jeev Jago, Gora Chanda Bole, Kota Nidra Jau Maya, Pishachira Kole. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jeev Jago, Gora Chanda Bole, Kota Nidra Jau Maya, Pishachira Kole. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu is calling out, "Wake up, sleeping souls! Wake up, sleeping souls! How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch known as Maya?"